I'm Jaco Voigt, the CEO of Catalytic, and this is Unbundled Boost, a series specifically created to boost businesses in South Africa by letting passionate and committed business people share their stories. In this episode, we're chatting about babies. We're chatting about where to get information for all things pregnancy, parenting, and lifestyle related. We're chatting about the virtual parenting experience in a new hybrid world. I'm joined by Amanda Rogley, Chief Mummy and founder of Baby Yum Yum. Amanda, welcome.
That is a mouthful. Hello, Jaco. Absolutely. That is what we are talking about. And we've been having lots of fun before our show, but we won't go into that.
Let's not go into that. Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm Amanda Rogley, and I am, as you said it correctly, the chief mommy and founder of babyyumyum.co.za, the number one parenting portal in South Africa.
I like that description. I mean, yes. How much more can you say about that?
Correct.
So let's get into it. What does Baby Yum Yum do?
So Baby Yum Yum is a content provider. We have a team, an editorial and a content team that sits and puts out content to anyone who is thinking of having a baby or actually has a baby or has a young child. And we don't just serve parents, but we serve caregivers, grandparents, in fact, anyone that has anything to do with kids and babies. So we really like to educate and empower parents because, let's be honest, being a parent is hard work, but being a super good parent is really, really tough. And that's our philosophy, to educate and empower parents through content.
So I was going to leave this question for later, but now that you brought it up, do you think parenting is difficult, more difficult now than it was maybe a generation or two ago?
Absolutely. I think because the challenges are so much harder and there's just so much more that, you know, comes into play when it's parenting, particularly social media. Okay. And for me, that's really what I also always like to do. I like to empower, because I just found that parents are so focused on what everyone's telling them to do and what social media says and what the doctors are saying, that I almost feel, and particularly as women, we've lost sense of what our gut feeling tells us what's right and what's wrong with our children. You know, as a mother, whether your child's sick or not, you don't need to go and research this and that and everything. And I think we don't trust ourselves enough we don't trust ourselves enough. So we really try to educate and empower moms to make that decision and to trust themselves again. And that's really the core of Baby Yum Yum as well, to trust ourselves.
So it's almost like there's too much information and not necessarily the right source of information. Everybody's got an opinion.
Correct.
Because I was actually having this conversation recently, like when I grew up, I think my mother knew where I was half the time. And then, you know, if it didn't stop bleeding after 3 hours, then you can go to the
100%.
So quite a different take, but yeah,
so
we are.
True.
You know?
And that's actually why I founded Baby Yum Yum. I had another business before and I shut down that other business because I just found when I was pregnant, there was so much information out there. And how did I know what I could trust and what was credible? And, you know, looking up all the stuff on Dr. Google can actually make you crazy. So yeah. I actually started writing my own blog about my experiences of being pregnant and of childbirth. And every article that I wrote, I would make sure was certified or made credible by experts. To give me the peace of mind. And Baby Yum Yum really started out as a blog. And the following just grew and grew and grew. And here we are, so many years later, where it's turned from a blog to an online parenting portal that offers more than just content and information. It offers really a community and a lifestyle to parents who have babies and young children.
So in that community, do they interact with each other then?
They can interact with each other. But what's amazing as well is we've actually allowed parents to interact with our experts. Okay. So a lot of our experts that we use and that write content for us are actually available to answer questions as well, obviously within certain medical guidelines. And they are available, our experts, we are very active on Facebook, on Instagram, on all the different social media platforms to be present. And a lot of our community would never even know about these experts because they're so specialized, or they wouldn't have the funds to see these experts, or just logistically to be able to get to these experts. And, you know, I have a philosophy that our content is 100% free. So you can go onto babyyumyum.co.za at any time and look at the content, and it's 100% free. And I don't believe that anyone should be penalized on the quality of content that they get based on their demographics or their financial status. And that's really what drives the success of Baby Yum Yum. There's many other ways as a business owner, and our business model is to make income from many other sources, but it's not from our readers and from our consumers.
So that's actually already super futuristic. I mean, it's like this, not freemium, but I mean, it's this community portal.
Correct. So we don't work on the freemium and premium model.
Yes.
I don't, as I said, I don't believe in penalizing people based on whether they have, access to funds available to pay for that. And then, we get involved a lot of actual hands-on involvement with communities where a lot of mothers, I just find as well, is there's so much postnatal depression that happens, and it's still such a stigma in various communities. And I really find it's because mothers lack the support. They have a baby, they get, whether it's private and government sector hospitals and clinics, they have their baby and they get shown maybe one or two things to do with the baby, and then they get sent home. But it's so different when you're in your actual home setting about what to do with the baby. And that is really where the postnatal support sets in. Mothers start doubting themselves. Mothers aren't sure what to do with themselves. There's no support from the rest of the family. And mothers just need that support. They need that reassurance to know that, again, trusting themselves and whatever they choose to do, it's the right thing to do for their baby because they've chosen it. So whether it's, we are there to disseminate information. We don't say that breastfeeding's right, although we know that that is the gold standard, 100%.
Yeah.
And we really push breastfeeding. But if a mother chooses to formula feed, we give access to the information to that. So we give information on whatever mothers want. If mothers want information on natural versus C-section, we give information. Any different topics that mothers want information on, we're not there to say what's right and what's wrong. We're simply there to give mothers the facts and the information to empower themselves to make the right choice, because you as a woman know what is right for yourself. And that is really, we have an amazing constitution. Let's support that by giving mothers the freedom and the right to back their own decisions.
And we joked about it. Now, I don't have children, but I was listening to...
We teach people how to make babies too, Yaku.
Okay, well, maybe I must try and check it out. Who knows? So I was listening on the radio recently, and somebody phoned in and they said they just had a baby and now they're sort of going back to work, and the workplace doesn't really cater for that. And one of the things that almost blew my mind or boggled the mind was, but if you know that the baby is coming, surely that's something that you can address with your employer in a run-up of having that baby. But I assume that there's so much stuff that's going on, and you don't really know what to expect. So it's quite daunting to. I think you sort of in the moment and just, I'm 1 month pregnant or 2 months or whatever.
I think a lot of pregnant women think, oh, when the babies come, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do this and I'm not going to do this and I'm not going to do that and I'm going to do this and I'm not going to do this. But when that baby actually comes, things completely change. And I think that's what happens with being a mother. You've got to be able to be flexible. And that's what's going to be, taught to mothers, that it's okay. Things don't have to be as they are. Mothers have birth plans. It's going to be okay. Things can change. And it's amazing with technology and apps and with all those kind of things can change. But what's so fantastic as well, that with Baby Yum Yum, it's literally go on a site, look for information, and you can address your problem and your questions right there with content and information. And what's been so exciting for me to see is that, I had the foresight years ago when I started, creating Baby Yum Yum and working on it, is that I knew that things were going to be 100% digital and 100% online. And for us, COVID was the most amazing period because people were at home. They were taking in so much more content, okay, which was great for us. That was our biggest growth period.
Okay, so you saw
people were taking on so much more content. We had to increase our entire team. We we moved offices because we just ran out of space. Sadly, our print competitors all closed down, a lot of the magazine stables. So we took on a lot of their writers and their staff, their readers, and a lot of their advertisers as well. And during that period as well, you know, which will come on to our next point as well, which is our virtual parenting experience. What we found was that a lot of our brands that were advertising with us, they wanted a way to be able to reach out to parents, because obviously the big exhibitions weren't happening anymore. People weren't being able to get into stores. And a lot of our followers also wanted to have more in-depth information on certain brands and like more specialized topics, and also a way to be edutained, I suppose. I hate using that.
Edutained.
That old buzzword. I mean, that's like such a 1990s word. But nonetheless, we'll use it.
That's the first time I've heard of that. But anyway.
Edutained. Oh, come on, Yuck. You get with it. 1999.
Edutained never worked in one sentence for me. But anyway.
So what we created was, we sat back and we thought, okay, great. What are we going to give to all these moms who are sitting there, whether they're, you know, throughout the day at their convenience, sitting at home, they want to be protected. They don't want to be in mass crowds because obviously they can't get out. We want brands to get the exposure and to be able to give people an opportunity to experience their products. Let's create something. So I sat back and created with my amazing team something called the Baby Yum Yum Virtual Parenting Experience. And what it was we really just tried it. And I remember I walked into my office and I told my team, and their eyes just like, as they do when I give them new ideas, their eyes just like opened and they were like, what? Are you mad? It was 2 days back-to-back speakers. We're all completely virtual. People bought tickets, they went online, and we had the most amazing expert speakers from the Saturday at 8 o'clock until the Sunday at 5 o'clock. And these speakers were all literally the best of the best in their fields, talking everything from vaginal rejuvenation through to how to get your baby to sleep, through to colic, through to baby teething, through to all of the baby and parenting topics back-to-back. So moms could sit back and parents could sit back and literally take in all of this content with the best of the best speakers. And all of these topics were sponsored by different brands. So the brands were able to engage and actually talk to the parents at the same time. And it was actually so amazing that, you know, we sat back and we thought, okay, well, maybe we'll sell about 1,000, 2,000 tickets. We ended up selling over 13,000 tickets. And at one 13,000. Stage, and at wow. one stage, we had 6,000 mommies engaging online over like one of the different topics. It was just amazing. On one of the topics, on I think it was on the Saturday last year, it was just amazing. And that just really showed. And I mean, tickets for that, it was like 85 rand or 100 rand or something for those in total for the 2 days. And it was just such an amazing hype to see how mommies wanted to take that on. It was completely virtual. But what we realized is that, you know, although people love things virtual, people love freebies as well. People want to touch and feel things as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm very much a person about giving people what they need and covering all the senses. So we actually we partnered with Super Quick last year, and we actually gave mommies real goodie bags. So after you registered, we sent them to their nearest Super Quick to go and collect a real physical goodie bag with like stuff in it.
Okay,
so they can actually see and touch and feel like things as well. So we're covering all those bases as well. And it was phenomenal. We gave away like over 150,000 rand worth of prizes just for engaging and using all of the social media platforms. It was just brilliant. And it really was, we got great brands involved. It was just really, last year was like a proof of concept. It was such fun. And this year we're going even bigger and better. We've turned it into 3 days. The same sort of thing, but it's just phenomenal. We've got Momentum Medical Scheme involved as our headline sponsor. We've got other great brands involved. And this year, what I've decided to do is, I've decided, as opposed to, we've got the 2 days with fantastic speakers as well, the Saturday and the Sunday, but I've introduced a Friday as well. Okay. And the Friday, I'm really turning into like a retail trade expo experience, but I'm really focusing and looking at SMMEs who have e-commerce stores, because remember, this is all virtual. So what I'm doing is I'm creating like this online e-commerce platform for all of these new mommies or parents and stuff to go online and shop from all of these SMME e-commerce stores.
Oh, I like
it. So for this entire weekend, we're saying, go to this e-commerce retail area and check out all of these SMME e-commerce stores and go and buy. And so we're saying to all of these e-commerce stores, where else are you going to have an amazing platform to be able to showcase yourself to, and we're aiming to get 18,000 sales, ticket sales for this event.
Okay.
So, and it's like these small e-commerce stores, I mean, like we're saying, okay, well, like anywhere from like 825 Rand to 3,500 Rand, whatever it is, to like get yourself positioned to all of these moms. And we're talking about like, you know, the mom that makes, or the entrepreneur, the SME that sells like, I don't know, teething biscuits or lactation cookies or anything that they sell on their little e-commerce store. Just giving them the platform to level the playing field against the big brands that they can't compete with and they, the retailer stores that they can't get into. It's just giving them the opportunity. So we are so super excited about this because, again, it's stimulating economy. Mm. It's giving people opportunity and exposure. It's bringing brands and consumers together in a way that they never would have been able to. So we're very excited. And we've got Payflex, who's part of our retail mall there as well, who's doing the who's helping us in terms of that, in terms of the buy now, pay later aspect of it. So we're really just bringing the best of the best together in terms of brands, consumers, talkers, parenting. Very exciting.
So that resonates 1,000,000% with what we're trying to do on Unbundled Boost, because we believe that everything is about the SME. And
absolutely.
I mean, you, what you're doing here is just amazing.
Absolutely.
So I mean, you can have like a little, like you said, like a little online presence or a little store somewhere.
Correct.
And all of a sudden there's all of these people that can know about you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're literally going to say to all of these ticket holders, like, guys, go to Mari's Cook Sisters now. She's got 10% on her Cook Sisters. Get to her online store and go buy, buy, buy.
Go to,
in the olden days, it would have been like, I don't know, go to Bartu's Sneakers. He's selling his sneakers. At, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of like where we're building brands up from. Yes, we love the big brands, but you can go get the big brands at the big retailers. Let's give the smaller brands an opportunity, A, to expose themselves, and B, to make sales out of it.
I just love that, because I mean, my belief is that us as normal citizens have a responsibility to support SME, because that's where job creation comes from.
Absolutely, 100%.
And you're creating this platform.
Absolutely.
It's amazing.
And you know what's so cool? So like, we're always looking for new and different things, and particularly as moms and as parents, we are very emotional and we always want different and the best, and we're very price sensitive as well when it comes to our kids as well. So if we can find something that's attractive and different and better for our kids, in our personal opinion, we will go and buy it. So let's have a look for something different. So and, super excited
and
about that.
And to me, I think what this platform is going to give you the opportunity to do is learn about stuff that's out there that you didn't know about, you know, because we're such creatures of habit, you know, like if you go to a big store, you'll just go to the same place and do the same thing, but maybe, you know, there's 10 other brands or solutions out there that is
100%.
Better.
And also, I mean, like the speakers that we're having, we're really giving, you know, last year we used a lot of very well-known and established speakers. This year, the speakers that we're using, we've got obviously very credible and amazing speakers, but we're also using a lot of up-and-coming speakers as well. So we're giving, we've really diversified in terms of our speaker pool as well. And I think also the fact that, you know, we've got a partner on board like Momentum Medical Schemes who's come on board. They've given us financial backing behind this because they believe in the product. And that's really given us the opportunity to accelerate and diversify and try so much more and really take this to the next level. So, you know, we've really got an amazing speaker pool. We're getting people to do actually workshops so people can do things in their own home. So it's not like you're just going to sit there and watch a screen. You're going to actually get up and do things. And you're going to be told to buy some ingredients before and do your own things, like a cooking demo in your own lounge and like three meals and like really exciting things and amazing things. And, you know, like one of the interesting topics that's, like we've got the risque sort of things, like things you wouldn't ask your gynecologist. Like that's one of the really interesting topics. I mean, gosh, you know, and again, through to the normal sort of things like sleeping, feeding, the normal traditional sort of topics. So very, very exciting sort of stuff. Celebrities talking, really exciting stuff.
So before we talk about when the event's taking place and all that, the one thing I wanted to ask you before we got into the VPE
yes.
was I assume this post-pandemic or past 2 years, I assume that's also created some additional challenges in the parenting world.
Well, absolutely, 100%. And I think, you know, as you mentioned as well, I think firstly, from the expo side, obviously people haven't been able to go to big expos. No. So yes, there's that. And still now, you know, people forget that we are still in a pandemic. Although, yes, thank you, Mr. President, we know that we're no longer in a state of emergency. But pregnant women and babies and young children are still at the highest risk. So a lot of women do not feel comfortable going to public spaces,
yes,
where
okay.
we are still in the tail end of a pandemic. And you know, a lot of specialists and a lot of brands, you know, they do feel uncomfortable about being in spaces with a lot of other people and promoting their brands in that sort of space. And I think also, so this is perfect timing still, and virtual. I mean, everything is going virtual. It's the convenience of things. People want to be in a convenience factor. They don't want to have to schlep their whole family out and go and look for parking and pack up the family and go and lug around things for a special of 20 rand on this or that. They'd rather just be at home and have the flexibility of coming and going when they want to. It was actually very sweet last year. We had some moms literally who had planned their entire family's meals for the whole weekend so they could just sit there and organize and just like really interact with us on the virtual parenting experience from last year while their whole family was taken care of. It was very, very sweet. But I also think, you know, the truth is that COVID has created, you know, this almost like bubble where people are really lonely and they want that sort of interaction. Virtually it's created something amazing where people can, they've found their niches and they found their communities that they can reach out to, and they feel safe and they feel comfortable in them. You know, we love the fact that we're able to support that and really give people a lot of comfort around that as well.
What I also like is the way that this online scenario democratizes the accessibility to the experience.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can sit now in Colesberg or whatever, and you can join where you normally wouldn't have driven all the way to Joburg or Cape Town for that.
And that's the most important thing, that you can join from anywhere. And again, it's the cheapest thing ever. It's like 85 Rand for all 3 days. It's not like you're paying 85 Rand a day. Plus, there's so many prizes and no one's being penalized on anything. It's very, very exciting. And I think that's the most important thing for me. It's very exciting. And, you know, one idea leads to another idea. So it was, you know, bringing brands and stuff together, and then it got bigger, and now it's the SMME little experience as well. Things just get bigger and bigger, and I think when you're passionate about things, they just snowball into something else, which is so exciting.
Well, I've got to give you a compliment. I've never seen how the amount of energy and thought that's gone into making something that's online and virtual so interactive. And I mean, that's really...
Thank you.
Because in our IT industry, those online events tend to be so boring, everybody wants to sleep. But I mean, you're talking about, you know, like interacting while somebody is demonstrating somebody or something.
Absolutely.
Whatever,
that, you know, to me, very very cool. Very
it's
cool.
It's amazing.
Very
that.
Cool. And you know, like it, you know, I'm also very much about the visual as well, and I think that's part of the marketing background. And when I formed Baby Yum Yum, is all I wanted was my own mascot. I wanted a mascot, like a life-size mascot. So if you look at our logo, you'll see here it's actually a bear. It's a teddy bear. They're three teddy bears.
Okay.
So I wanted a mascot. So I told everyone, create me a mascot. So they created me a life-size bear. His name is Banjo. He is very cute, and we use him now for activation. So like now actually promoting the event, you'll see him, he's going to be at the Rand show now, and he's going to be at traffic lights all over, and he's actually handing out pamphlets and Baby on Board stickers for this event, and he's out there and he's interactive, and we actually use him on the screen for the virtual parenting experience, and he dances and he teaches everyone the banjo boogie, and we get him, and even like, you know, we get him like now in the Christmas season and stuff, we use him at like a lot of orphanages and schools and stuff. We actually goes to the kids and gives them some loves and snuggles, and he's got a little story that he reads, and he's just, people love him, and he's his own character on his own. So Baby Yum Yum is not just a content portal, it's an actual like lifestyle, and it's a whole community for parents to actually engage with and feel comfortable with, because it's local and it really appeals to everyone, which is so exciting. And yeah, we just develop so many different things.
So if I'm sitting at a red light and there's a bear running at me, I don't have to...
No, please don't fear. Do not fear, and please don't pull his tail, whatever you do. He's very, very cute, very, very sweet.
I really love it. So I think for me, we always try and make it real. So when is the event taking place?
So it's happening on the 20th, the 21st, and the 22nd of May. And really what you need to do is you need to go onto babyyumyum.co.za, and you can go on there and you can buy tickets. And what's also been really exciting about this as well is because we've used, like last year we used a platform, and it was really, as I said, a proof of concept. And this year we've evolved into a much bigger platform to run it on. So from a technical point of view, it's been a lot more exciting and it's a lot more involved. And then we've brought in obviously a ticketing partner as well. So to try and now bring in all of the different elements as well from a technical point of view, very, very exciting as well. So it's a whole technical element behind
it. And if I'm one of these potential SMEs that can market some of my stuff on a platform, but I haven't known about it, I assume I can make contact as well.
Absolutely, yeah. So babyyumyum.co.za, you go there and essentially you'll find out all the information there, and then you can really just buy your little virtual stand if you want to participate in the SMME side of things. Or if you're a bigger brand and you want to look at, you know, sponsoring one of the topics or one of the speakers, then obviously you can as well. Or if you'd like to buy a ticket and have an amazing, amazing 3 days, obviously go wild. That's all there as well. And and I think at the end of the show as well, we're going to give away 2 tickets as well to this, which is really exciting. And Yaki, you don't qualify. Sorry, you're not going to get 2. Sorry for that.
I just need 1.
Yeah, you just need 1. No, you're not coming to that. Sorry about that. So yeah, so we'll give away 2 tickets at the end of that as well. So all you need to do is tell me what my mascot's name is.
I like
just
that.
Now, did you get it? Did you get the mascot's name? You got the mascot. You got to tell me what my mascot's name is. And I don't know how people tell you. I don't know how people interact.
Well, let's let him send an email to.
Brilliant. Okay, they've got to go onto our Instagram or Facebook page.
Let's do that.
Which is Baby Yum Yum, and tell us what our mascot's name is.
And then you can win 2 tickets.
100%. Absolutely. So look out for it and go and get your tickets. Yeah, really, really exciting on that
fantastic.
Sort of side of things.
So just to recap, what's the 3 days that I need to keep open in my calendar?
20, 21 and 22 May. Very exciting. And book your tickets. Yes, we are aiming to get to 18,000. And it's 85 rand for all 3 days. There are over 300,000 rands worth of prizes. There are top, top speakers, celebrities, influencers, amazing topics to be spoken about. And babyyumyum.co.za, go and get your tickets. And if you're an SMME and you want to promote your e-commerce store, not a Facebook marketplace page, but your e-commerce store, you've got to get on top of this as well, because you have an opportunity to expose yourself to 18,000 parents.
Okay, fantastic. Amanda, thank you very much. Thank you for the energy. I love the show. It's amazing.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
I'm looking forward to to cracking the 18 or 20. I think you're going to crack 20,000.
I hope so. Absolutely. If we do, we'll put you in the banjo outfit. There you go. Guys, remember, if you want to win 2 tickets, tell us what my mascot's name is and send your answer, or tell us on our social media, on Instagram or on Facebook. Yay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Unbundled Boost, brought to you by Catalytic, a series that aims to boost business in South Africa. Remember, you can listen to all of the episodes on the Cliff Central app or website. And then for added convenience, you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, or wherever you listen. And if you want to know more about Catalytic, please visit catalytic.co.za. CliffCentral.com